So again, we've got our pesticide-resistant GMO soybeans associated with Roundup and our atrazine associated with pesticide-producing GMO corn. Now, all of this suggests that there's reproductive impairment involved here, and the question is, do we have any evidence for that? And what I'm going to show you next is not that these two are the exclusive causes of this, but they may be involved in it. In 1992, Elizabeth Carlson and Neil Skakabach published a paper in the British Medical Journal that showed what was happening to the male sperm count globally. They got into this because the male sperm count in Denmark, where they lived, was way down here. We're looking at millions of sperm per milliliter. There's 100 million sperm per milliliter. That's about the size of a sugar cube. And what they found was globally, the sperm count in males has been declining by about 2.5% per year on average. Well, when this paper came out and all these yellow dots here, which are different sizes showing the number of studies in each different country, when that came out, everybody in the scientific community said, nonsense, this is not possible. And Auger and his colleagues in Paris, they've got their own Parisian sperm count database because they're very proud of their sperm counts, of course. And in 1970, the average sperm count in a Parisian male was about 75 million sperm per milliliter. By 1990, that had dropped to about 50 million or a little bit less sperm per milliliter. And just last year, a new study came out showing another data point right here, right about here. It's right straight on this 3% per year decline. So they're getting very close to the line that showed that where we know at 25 million sperm per milliliter on average, we will have planet-wide more deaths than births. Well, anyway, Abel said, hey, we're looking at urban males here. I wonder what happens if we look at organic farmers. And their sperm count was way up here. Well, Pajarinen and his colleagues in Helsinki, Finland said, okay, maybe we've got sperm declines, but what's happening to the amount of normal sperm? So they looked at the percent of normal sperm in Helsinki males, and in 1980, that was 50% of the sperm were normal. By 1990, 10 years later, 25% of the sperm were normal. Well, we're talking about normal sperm is we've got a head and a tail, and they're working, and it's going in a single direction. But these abnormal sperm have got a head but no tail, or a tail and no head, or a head and two tails, and they go round and round and round like this, and they just don't know where to go. So there's that. And one more point here. At 3 million sperm per milliliter, we know we will have zero natural fertility. And if you extrapolate that line, if this trend should continue, we're not too far off of having quite a change in our population structure. And I want to take this one more step further and give you a little bit more data. I want to point out to you the kind of changes that we've experienced. In the mid-40s, the U.S. males, 60 to 70% of them qualified as sperm donors because they had at least 100 million sperm per milliliter in 1945. By 1990, we were down to 6 to 7% of the U.S. males qualifying as sperm donors. one more thing, too. I don't know if this is going to work. Let's try it. Nope, that won't work. There we go. Try this. There we go. Israeli soldiers now, two years ago, 2012 actually, we found out that only 1% of them now qualify, whereas back here, they were about 6 to 7% were qualifying, so they're continuing to go down out there. The other thing is the U.S. Census Bureau in early 2014 announced that for the first year ever, 2013, we had a very interesting thing happening in the U.S. That is, we had more deaths than births in the white population here in this country. So there's some very interesting changes starting to occur. Whoops, let's go this way. Well, let's see what some work by Tyrone Hayes at University of California, Berkeley, where he's worked with atrazine on frogs. and he's looked at their fertility, for example. Control males had a very normal kind of fertility here, but when he gave them atrazine at levels that are environmentally relevant, there's their fertility.